What did you make of the at-bats today, Mike?
I made a lot of them. You know, that's the we do that, this team's going to be virtually unstoppable. Really is. We were very stingy. Weren't going to give in anything that wasn't on the plate. And, you know, gosh, amazing job. And then we get on the plate, you know, you talk about slug, you're going to get more slug when you're on the plate more consistently. And just really, really good at bats, top of the lineup, set the tone, they were fantastic. You know, Toddy Jackson's at bats were tremendous, going the other way, taking his walks, working his walks. You know, Manny with the big swing to clear him, that was obviously great. And I thought Bogey's at bats were good as well. So, you know, we are stingy like that. You know, again, there's no absolute in this game, but if you do that with the talent we have in the zone, then we're going to be continue to be a very dangerous team.
Obviously, that is far easier said than done, but they have done that before, and I think it's probably been a focus here to get back to that. Like, what did you see today or leading into today that kind of led to them having those?
That's great. We've done it. I mean, just, yeah. You know, they need, I mean, listen, man, the game could be challenging when guys are painting on both sides of the plate. And, you know, they're a little bit off of it. You know, guys can have a tendency to expand. But, like I said, you know, we got to back to being stubborn today.
What did you think of Nick?
Oh, he's fantastic. You know, outside of Schwarber, you know, he made him pay. But I thought Nick was great. You know, he made big pitches, controlled counts. Breaking ball was really good. Fastball was where he wanted it. I like the fact he was able to, you know, own the inner half, you know, in and off. I thought that was really, really good. Guys play some defense behind him. Sheets made a nice little play. Manny with a double play ball. Another nice play by Manny. You know, so I thought he was fantastic. He threw it, you know, that lineup through six.
When he controls those counts, he, like, really controls them. He's done it the last couple starts. What is it about him that he just kind of...
Yeah, the mask there. I mean, the mask there, but definitely the mask there for Nick. You know, control the counts. Just a matter of getting on. Boom. 0-1. Went into 1-1. Which he's really doing a nice job of. And then he's got really off, you know, fastball, had some really good life today. Secondary pitches are good. He's, like I said, both sides of the plate, elevating the ball when he needed to. I thought he was tremendous with him and Diaz.
Obviously, we're only kind of halfway through the season, but for him to have had this season and given you guys what he's given you thus far, like, what do you just kind of make of, in general, how important he's been to this group?
He's been huge. I mean, you know, listen, I give a lot of credit to, you know, all the starters. You know, we've had some... You know, we've been hit a little bit there. And, you know, we've had some guys really step up, and Nick's been the guy that stepped up, and we needed it. You know, a veteran guy that's come in that, you know, has real time in this league, that has a pedigree, been on some good teams, and he's fit right in. He's taken the challenge to, and we don't want to heap anything more on than needs to, but he's taken the rightful challenge to be an anchor for our starting pitching. And as we all know, that starting pitching anchor spots are huge.
What'd you see on the play? And it looked like Manny may have tagged him at first, and then...
Yeah, I don't know. I got to always be careful with some of the replay stuff. Those guys do a good job. They look at it. I think, you know, they have more angles than I do and you know, unemotional eyeballs on it in New York. You know, I looked at it, and, you know, outside of one angle that was still iffy for me, it was kind of like, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to overturn that, but... They may have had or seen something that was more clear, and I'm confident they did it. They, you know, they get it right.
You seen with Robert? Just a lot of contact recently.
Yeah, contact. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's really about the, you know, location. It's always going to be, you know, talk about our hitters. You know, we were more stingy on the plate, and, you know, we want to be more stingy in better spots with our pitches. You know, Nick was today. Warren Helm was fantastic. I don't want to forget him either because he was great for us today again. Just looks like it's more too much middle, you know, too many across the, you know, the heart of the plate. And so, you know, when Robert's good, like any pitcher's good, he's able to command his fastball and, you know, have the secondary changeup to complement it.
Doubleheader's a challenge, but like the off day yesterday, because of the rain and the off day tomorrow, like, does it make it a little bit less of a challenge for you?
I got two bullpens. I'm going to be out for a while.
Okay, sounds good, Rube. Yeah, it's the sandwiched off days help. You know, I mean, you get the benefit of the off day from yesterday, and, you know, you have to pay the fiddler today a little bit. But, guys are gamers, ready to go. We got the first one now. We're looking to grab the second one and make this, you know, a solid road trip.
And obviously you have a game to go, but more at home, being able to do what he did is also, I assume,
huge. Yeah, it's huge. You know, he's able to come in and get Schwarber and go back out and grab a 1-2-3 so we don't have to use another guy to get out of the eighth. And, you know, again, killed their momentum, and Schwarber did his part. Now we're set up to have some guys to bring home in the second game.